call our regular city commission meeting to order. Would please rise for the invocation, followed by the pledge of allegiance and flag of our country. Commissioner Bennett.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for our city and our staff and our first responders. Thank you for our citizens, and please help us to make wise decisions on their behalf. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'd like to welcome all here this evening. First on the agenda is approval of our minutes from the meeting on February the 13th. They have been distributed. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Hearing none, we need a motion.
Move to approve the minutes.
Have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Motion carried unanimously. Presentations. Is there anyone here for Proclamation 2502 on multiple sclerosis? Seeing not, we will just read it from here. Whereas in 2025, March the 9th to the 15th is MS Awareness Week, and a time to drive awareness of multiple sclerosis to achieve our vision of a world free of MS. And whereas in 2019, the National MS Society released the findings of a prevalent study that found that nearly 1 million people in the U.S. live with MS. That's twice as many as we originally thought, and it means you very likely know someone living with the disease or someone who is caring for someone living with MS. And whereas people with MS can better manage their disease when they have the support and understanding of the people around them, when their support networks from doctors to employers to family members have a better idea of what people with MS experience every day. And whereas the National MS Society is a movement by and for all people affected by multiple sclerosis, we embrace and are committed to bringing our entire MS community together, representative of all the various dimensions of diversity, so that everyone feels at home and supported by their National MS Society. And whereas the society paved the way for every effective MS treatment available today, including the first therapies for primary, progressive, and pediatric MS. And we've achieved more advances in MS than have been achieved for any other neurological condition. We continue to lead the way for discoveries in neurological diseases. And whereas our progress is accelerating, we've made more progress in the last 5 years than the 70 that preceded it, changing all aspects of life for people affected by MS. And whereas to reach a world free of MS, it will take all of us, our time, our energy, our resources. Together is the only way forward. Therefore, it is my great pleasure and privilege as the mayor of the city of Winter Garden to hereby proclaim the week of March the 9th through March the 15th, 2025, as National MS Awareness Week in the city of Winter Garden, and urge all citizens to share in this occasion.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Next, Steve, did you want to come up and get this one, or
is there anybody here?
Whichever you prefer.
Go ahead.
I knew you'd say you wanted to come up here. I'm shocked. Okay. Proclamation 25-03. Whereas the city of Winter Garden has experienced severe extreme rainfall and tropical storms, which can cause flooding and property damage in both high and moderate risk areas. And whereas the city of Winter Garden is a voluntary participant in the National Flood Insurance Program that provides residents with the opportunity to protect themselves against flood loss through the purchase of flood insurance at reduced insurance premium rates, as well as setting higher regulatory standards to reduce the flood risk and potential flood damage to their property. And whereas the reduction of loss of life and property damage can be achieved when appropriate flood preparedness, control, and mitigation measures are taken before a flood. And whereas public education and preparedness can greatly reduce the loss of life and property from flooding, and the Florida Floodplain Managers Association FFMA has declared March the 3rd through the 9th, 2025, as Flood Awareness Week to promote awareness and increase knowledge of the flood risk, the availability of flood insurance, flood protection methods, and how to prepare for emergencies. Therefore, in coordination with FEMA, it is my great pleasure and privilege as the mayor of the city of Winter Garden to hereby proclaim March the 3rd through the 9th, 2025 as Flood Awareness Week in the city of Winter Garden and encourage all citizens to increase their knowledge of how to protect themselves and their property from flooding. Thank you. Okay. Next, we'll do first reading and public hearing of proposed ordinances. Ordinance 25-04.
Yes, sir. Ordinance 25-04, an ordinance of the City of Winter Garden, Florida, adding policy 1-1.2.19 and policy 1-1.2-20 of the future land use element of the Winter Garden Comprehensive Plan, providing for severability, providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
So with that, as you all are aware, the city has been working for years with the residents of the historic East Winter Garden neighborhood to help revitalize the area and achieve the community's vision for the future. That initial effort culminated in the East Winter Garden Plan, which was adopted in 2018, and the update was adopted in 2022. This plan has served as the roadmap for redevelopment in the area, and the city continues to utilize it to help bring the community's vision to life. The Winter Garden Plan included five big ideas that were drawn from community input. One of those big ideas was to increase homeownership and housing options and improve housing quality while respecting the scale of the existing community. The neighborhood's current future land use and zoning categories are not conducive to fully meeting these goals. Increasing homeownership and housing opportunities that are affordable for existing residents will require greater regulatory flexibility to develop more types of housing. And this can be done in a way that does not fundamentally change the character of the community. For example, the current code does not allow homeowners to build accessory dwelling units on their properties. These units are built in rear yards and are usually not visible from the street, but they allow a family more flexibility to accommodate aging parents, adult kids who have not moved out yet, or used as income units. This flexibility will allow homeowners to adapt their properties to accommodate changing life circumstances, build more wealth for themselves and their families, and at the same time, subtly incorporate more affordable housing opportunities into the neighborhood while not changing the community character. And one point of clarification, the three ordinances that are up for discussion this evening do not change the land development regulations. These ordinances would not change what residents can or cannot build on their properties. These ordinances, staff has also been working on an overlay for the area, which you can see here, that will change some of these regulations, but that is not ready for review this evening. These ordinances are proposed changes to the city's comprehensive plan to allow for such an overlay to be adopted in the future. So with that being said, ordinances 25-04, 05, and 06 propose to add two new future land use categories on the comp plan and apply them to two areas of the historic East Winter Garden neighborhood. The changes would add a new policy for neighborhood residential, which is focused on the east side of the neighborhood, including those newly annexed single-family residential areas. The residential densities allowed by right would not change. They would remain at 2 to 6 dwelling units per acre, but there would be a new provision allowing up to 10 dwelling units per acre if awarded a development bonus. This bonus system will be spelled out in detail in that forthcoming overlay code, and will be based on creating attractive, affordable housing opportunities that are harmonious with the character of the community, and any bonuses will have to be approved by the city commission. Housing units in the neighborhood residential category will still be mostly detached single-family structures, as well as other housing types that supplement the neighborhood's housing supply and accommodate those age-in-place solutions. The second addition to the comp plan is neighborhood mixed use, which is focused on the west side of the neighborhood. This area, which is largely centered around 10th and Center, already features a mix of uses, including neighborhood-oriented shops, some single-family and multifamily residential buildings, and civic uses like the Maxi Center. This new designation would allow up to 10 dwelling units per acre by right, with up to 20 via the density bonus program, which again will be part of that forthcoming overlay code and will include protections for existing residents against development pressures and gentrification. Commercial floor area ratios would be permitted up to 0.75 by right and up to 3 by that density bonus. The focus here will also be on fostering affordable housing opportunities and age-in-place solutions. Smaller neighborhood-scaled mixed-use development will allow building in a more traditional neighborhood form where you can walk to the local market or open up a small office on the same property where you live. The city held a community meeting to discuss the upcoming code with the community on October 3rd, 2024 at the Healthy West Orange Building, and there were over 50 people in attendance. The feedback from the community was largely positive. The only concern that we really heard was making sure that these amendments would not change the character of the community and the character of the neighborhood. Staff believes that allowing densities through a bonus system provides that additional oversight by city staff, the city commission, and also the community at large. So with that, staff believes these proposed changes to the city's comprehensive plan uphold and advance the goals and objectives of the East Winter Garden Plan and are necessary next steps to be able to carry out the community's vision that were expressed to us at those meetings. Therefore, staff recommends approval of ordinances 25-04, 05, and 06. Be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission?
I have a question. So once this plan is approved, does that give the city an opportunity to work with different home programs beside West Orange Habitat for Humanity?
Absolutely. This will incentivize us working with our nonprofit partners, individual owners of properties who already exist out there to build more affordable options for the community.
I think most of my questions y'all have answered, but you know, my main point was just to ensure that the character of the neighborhood stays and we're not allowing or will not allow investors to come in, lump lots together, build high density and change the character of the neighborhood, and you know, you end up living next door to someone with, you know, 10 units in an acre. And that's my main concern is, you know, we went forward with this. Okay. Any other questions?
I think you summed up Mayor well, very well. And as long as you're here and I'm here, there's two people that won't let high density. Maybe three or four are just things about.
I'm worried about 10, 15 years down the road, too. I don't want anybody riding around town saying, you know, what idiot did this. So, okay. This is a public hearing. We will open a public hearing if anyone wishes to speak. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. We need a motion.
Motion to approve ordinance 25-04 with second reading and public hearing after state review. Ordinance 25-05.
We're just doing 25-04.
I'll read the second time.
We're going to do each one individually.
I'll second our first motion.
Okay. We have a motion and we have a second on ordinance 25-04. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Now we'll do ordinance 25-05.
Yes, sir. Ordinance 25-05. An ordinance of the City of Winter Garden, Florida, amending the future land use map of the Winter Garden Comprehensive Plan by changing the land use designation of real property, generally described as 100.5 plus minus acres, generally located south of East Plant Street, east of 11th Street, west of Florida State Road 429, and north of East Maple Street from low-density residential and residential neighborhood commercial to neighborhood residential, providing for severability, providing for an effective date.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I assume you have nothing else to add.
Staff recommends approval.
Okay. This is a public hearing. We will open a public hearing if anyone wishes to speak. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. Now, Ms. Chloe.
Motion to approve ordinance 25-05 with the second reading and public hearing after state review. Okay.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Ordinance 25-06.
Yes, sir. Ordinance 25-06, an ordinance of the City of Winter Garden, Florida, amending the future land use map of the Winter Garden Comprehensive Plan by changing the land use designation of real property, generally described as 22.8 plus minus acres, generally located south of North Street, east of 9th Street, west of 11th Street, and north of East Maple Street from residential, neighborhood, commercial, and institutional to neighborhood mixed use, providing for severability, providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Anything you'd like to add?
The staff item is approved.
Okay. This is a public hearing. We will open the public hearing if anyone wishes to speak. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing, and we need a motion.
Motion to approve ordinance 25-06 with the second reading and public hearing after state review.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Second reading and public hearing, proposed ordinance, ordinance 25-07.
Yes, sir. Ordinance 25-07, an ordinance of the City of Winter Garden, Florida, rezoning certain real property, generally described as approximately 0.25 plus minus acres of land, generally located at 1144 East Plant Street, south of East Plant Street, north of Carol Anderson Drive, west of Southwest Crown Point Road, and east of 11th Street from C-2 Arterial Commercial District to CAPUD Character Area Planned Unit Development, providing for certain CAPUD requirements and describing the development as the 1144 East Plant Street CAPUD, providing for severability, providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The applicant is requesting to rezone a 0.25 acre property located at 1144 East Plant Street to Character Area Planned Unit Development to develop a parcel. The project includes a single-story commercial office retail building and a two-story live-work building. It also includes site improvements, such as the 12-foot-wide mixed-use trail that is consistent with the overlay. And the proposed CAPUD rezoning is consistent with the city's comp plan, the code of ordinances, and the Plant Street character area overlay standards. So with that, staff would recommend approval and adoption of ordinance 25-07. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission? I think it's good. Just like I know you're working on, make sure it's attractive if we start redoing Plant Street.
Absolutely.
Down there. This is a public hearing. We will open a public hearing if anyone wishes to speak. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing, and we need a motion.
Move to approve ordinance 25-07.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Recommendation to approve HDLA Landscape Architects. City Manager.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. This is a request to approve a change order to HDLA's Landscape and Architectural Services to engage McCoy Design Service to assist the city in developing signage, wayfinding, and donor recognition for the Tucker Ranch project. There's a series of engagements that are necessary with certainly all of our donors, and it's a very important process and very important to the donors when it comes to the recognition, and it also will establish a framework for any future donors that may come. So staff would recommend approval to engage HDLA for design and planning services related to the signage interpretations at Tucker in the amount of $136,730, which I do know is rather expensive.
I'm being quiet right this moment.
Might as well get it out of the way.
Yeah, get it out of the way. It's
we got to pay them to take the bias away from us so we don't name it Michael Bullhofer Parkway or something.
That's just, I don't know, I guess I kind of
think
people
can
find their way around the you know, 100 acres. Okay.
We should get a lot of signs for that, is my thought.
I think you'll get plenty.
Any questions from the commission? If not, we need a motion.
Motion to approve the recommendation to approve HDLA Landscaping, Architecture, and McCoy Design in the amount of $136,730.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it with the dot move the way she first said it.
No, I thought that sounded pretty good. Now we're talking. I thought Sobo would work on it, but anyway. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Recommendation approved. Proposal and authorized city manager to award a contract. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Following up with Tucker Ranch again, the city's construction manager has received four bid proposals for package number 9, which consists of windows, storefront, and curtains from Diversified Window in the amount of $177,334. Prestige Contractors in the amount of $757,000, Sky Blue Glazing in the amount of $725,150, and Startesta Construction LLC. Diversified Windows bid was withdrawn. Prestige Contractors and Sky Blue Glazing failed to supply the required bid security, criminal entity form, and pre-qualification documents, thus leaving Stratesta's proposal as the most responsive and responsible. So staff would recommend approving the contract with Startesta Construction in the amount of $693,000 for window storefront curtains, which includes a contingency of 10%. Be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions?
So this is for windows, storefront, and curtains. Are we going to do like each thing piecemeal or?
Yeah.
That's what I said. We're going to bring every one of them, the trusses, the concrete pads.
Yeah, I just wondered. Yeah.
So if you recall, when we went through this process, one of the things that we liked about it is we were breaking up the entire project and bidding the projects by each discipline with the intent of hopefully being able to get better pricing and certainly pick the more qualified contractors as opposed to just hiring a GC and then allowing them to go out and pick all the subs. So this gives us more control over the subs actually performing the work. With the intent of over, it's a much different process. It's a little bit more work, but so far it's proved itself
very
out
transparent.
To be,
I like that.
It is. So, with that, I think we'll have maybe two more contracts that will come back before you, and that should be the end of it.
It's a lot of windows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And curtains. Okay. Any other questions? Need a motion?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Now we get to our valve and expensive solenoid switch. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. This is for the reclaimed water tank at Daniels Road reuse facility. It has a 16-inch valve that is no longer functioning properly. The valve is supposed to be an automated valve and will keep the tank at the proper level as well as divert it and send it to the other locations. The staff would recommend the board approve the valve purchase and installation from ASI for $64,068.96. And I would be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the commission?
Well, Mayor, I thought it was a lot of money until I read there was a 16-inch valve.
That's a pretty good size valve.
Yeah, I bought an 8-inch valve that's a lot simpler to install for around $8,000. But so this makes sense that it's out for a 16-inch valve installed.
Yep, same. We need a motion.
So moved.
Have a motion to approve. We have a second?
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. You may carry on.
This is an interlocal agreement with Orange County as we continue to take over roads from them and transfer those roads. This agreement transfers Avalon Road from State Road 50 South to the city limits and East Crown Point Road from Crown Point Cross North to the city limits. Staff will recommend approval, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission?
I think there's been a long time coming for us to be able to control some of the things that residents have complained about. Yep. So,
and this
it's always on our dime, it seems.
Yeah. My only question or comment, and I know that we already know the answer, but you know, the county wanted to four-lane that from Highway 50 down to the turnpike. The city, for years, has always said, no, you're just kicking the can down to the turnpike. I guess the question is, we take it over. We cannot be forced by the county, the state, or anything else to come back and say you need to four-lane it, then it's on our nickel. Is the county going to put in the contract anywhere that they will share in the cost?
They tried to put in the contract that we would be responsible for it, but it has been taken out.
Okay, that's my comment earlier.
Is, but they have no obligation.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now it becomes our
responsibility. It's going to be the city road.
Yeah. So they have no obligation. Like, you know, I know it wasn't funded, but let's just say the cost is $1 million today. 10 years from now, decide we ought to do that. No way that they would be on the hook for the $1 million, or right. We can force that.
No, it'd be all us.
Okay, that's what I figured. But I want to at least get that out. And
you got control and you responsibility,
but we need the road, though.
Yeah. So, yes. Sir.
Okay. Any other questions? We need a motion.
Motion to approve the interlocal agreement with Orange County.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Recommendation to approve site land for 1320 Winter Garden Vinewood Road.
Thank you. The Lake Apopka Natural Gas District is requesting approval of a 2,713 square foot addition to the front of the existing 11,503 square foot building located at 1320 Winter Garden Vineland Road. Site improvements include landscaping, parking, and a pedestrian access from Winter Garden Vineland. The landscaping will include mitigation of pine trees that will be removed. The addition will provide additional office space for the district, and staff has reviewed the application and recommends approval of the site plan subject to staff conditions.
Questions from the commission? It's tempting. Need a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. I didn't ask if y'all wanted to say anything. Okay. No. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Thank y'all.
Were you going to ask if they were going to have natural gas at their own building there?
Oh, y'all don't have to leave. Feel free. See. Right. Recommendation to approve final plat for 3017 Daniels Road. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The applicant is requesting approval to replat a portion of the Winter Garden Village at Fowler Grove subdivision by subdividing lot 1 into 6 parcels. The request would maintain the larger lot with the interior buildings while separating the buildings that front on Daniels Road into 5 new lots, which would become out parcels. All of the other parcels in the subdivision that front on Daniels Road are already platted as out parcels, so this would complete that pattern. Staff has reviewed the application and recommends approval of the final plat subject to staff conditions. Happy to answer any questions.
Questions from the commission? So you don't see anything negative in the future for the city of Winter Garden with this being divided between eventually two different owners?
I don't believe so. They'd still be under, you know, all of the conditions and standards of, mm-hmm. of their covenants and restrictions. They'd still be under, you know, management of the larger PD and the larger development as a whole. So really it's just a change of ownership potentially. Mm-hmm. So I there shouldn't be any negative impact to the city as far as I can see.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, we need a motion.
So moved for
the plat
approval.
To approve, do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Special events.
All right. First up is Crooked Can Celtic Fest. They're requesting approval to hold their annual Crooked Can Celtic Fest event on March 14th, 15th, and 16th. The event will run from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday, 12 to 10 on Saturday, and 12 to 6 on Sunday. The event, as with previous years, includes tent and food and a stage with live music on South Central Avenue. We will allow the sale and consumption of alcohol on that closed street. And so with that, staff recommends approval of Crooked Can Celtic Fest and the closure of South Central Ave with staff conditions. Okay. Is there any questions?
Any questions?
We are still monitoring the sound for Phil.
Yes, every year we do a sound check for Phil.
Okay.
We need a motion.
Motion to approve the special event Celtic Festival.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Carry on, ma'am.
Next step is Evening at the Pops. The Rotary Club of Winter Garden is requesting approval to hold their annual Evening at the Pops at Newton Park on Saturday, March 29th, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. Event setup activities will be similar to previous years. The Plant Street Pops Orchestra will be the musicians, and they are a 31-piece orchestra. Mm-hmm. And so with that, staff recommends approval.
Okay, very good. Any questions? Need a motion.
Motion to approve.
We got two motions and a couple seconds.
Okay, we have a motion there. Who's the second?
I'll second.
You're second. Okay. Motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Last, Thank you. Last one is Senior Later Downtown Parade. West Orange High School submitted their application to hold their Senior Later Parade on May 14th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Much like previous years, they will stage everything in the parking lot at the corner of East Plan and South Dillard, and then the parade will follow the same route as usual, west on Plant Street, turn around at Central, and then go back to the parking lot. The event will be students walking down Plant Street and will include no motorized vehicles other than that one permitted golf cart.
I will say other Mr. Turner's, huh?
Exactly. So with that, we recommend approval.
Yep. Okay. Any questions? Need a motion?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. We will now dispense as a city commission and convene as a community redevelopment agency. Mr. Hutchinson.
Sir. Good evening, Mayor, Commissioners. Mr. Kappelman and Ms. Wilder, good evening. So the city has an incredible opportunity to purchase undeveloped property in an important location, 186 North Street, within the historic East Winter Garden neighborhood. This key parcel will help with the streetscape improvement plans along North Street and with the overall revitalization goal that aligns with the East Winter Garden plan, which was adopted in 2018 and updated in 2022. The plan for North Street includes street on-street parking, sidewalks, and commercial residential redevelopment. With that, staff recommends approval authorizing city manager to execute the purchase sale agreement for property located at 186 North Street, Winter Garden, Florida, in the amount of $150,000. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Questions? Ms. Wilde or Mr. Kappelman, would you like to add anything?
I'll simply say the staff brought this issue to the CRA advisory board. Advisory board reviewed it, questioned it, and approved it unanimously. So
okay.
I would move approval of the purchase.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Wait a minute. Would you prefer to do that? Let Ms. Wilder move it.
Okay. You withdraw yours. Okay.
I do.
Okay. Ms. Wilder.
Mayor Reese, I propose this recommendation to authorize the city manager to execute a purchase sale agreement for 186 North Street in the amount of $150,000.
Okay. I have a second.
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? This motion carried unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing further.
Anything else? Ms. Wilder, anything else?
Yes, it's about time to go.
She's ready to continue partying. Partying, huh?
Move to partying.
Okay. With that, we will adjourn from our CRA and reconvene the city commission. Matters from citizens of Winter Garden. Okay. Matters from our city attorney.
Not a thing, Mayor. Commissioners, okay. Thank you.
City manager.
Yes, sir. Two brief items. A few months ago, we received an unsolicited proposal from a law firm indicating that the city may be potentially eligible to participate in any claims as a result of the DuPont 3M settlement, class action settlement relating to PFAS microplastics. Excuse me. Since that time, I've been working with Kurt and Fishback to try to vet out the legitimacy of that, and we have certainly found a counsel that is approved class counsel, and they have sent over a retainer agreement, and I would like to proceed to enter into that retainer agreement with the law firm of Napoli Shikolnik to represent us in any potential claims the city may be eligible for with respect to PFAS and microplastics. There's no cost if there's no funds recovered from the settlement, but in the event there is a recovery, then we would end up paying 25%. So with that, I would ask your approval to enter into the retainer agreement.
Okay.
Well, now I've got to ask where you find those pea plastics. What are they, what products? Or?
It's everything. I think the plastic container that's holding that water probably has microplastics.
Yep, man.
So the clothes we wear.
Found it. So. What they said in the autopsy, they found a spoonful in everybody's brain or something. So. Okay, any questions?
I feel like we've been fighting plastics for a while now.
Yeah, that's been something we've been fighting for quite some time.
We need a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
Last item, I just want to put on everybody's radar that next week we're going to start the demolition process of 107 and 121 South Island, which is the two duplexes that are right here adjacent to City Hall. Once those buildings are removed, our intention is to grade them and sod it and just keep it as open space as we look for expansion of the Pavilion Park area.
Has there been any further talk about Whitaker's house that got torn down there?
No, there has not. We do know the owner. We have reached out to the owner on multiple different occasions, and he's a fairly busy man, and so we're trying to coordinate our schedules to be able to meet and talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Other than that, I have nothing further.
Okay. Commissioner Sherman.
I'm going to go with second Mrs. Wilder's thing. It's time to get out of here. Good job on staff. And I'm done.
Okay. Commissioner Lilly.
Yes, I do want to thank staff. We all know what happened last week in East Winter Garden. It affected a lot of our kids, a lot of parents, and I can say the Winter Garden staff stepped up to bring resources, so we're going to start a grief and counseling service this Saturday. So thank you so much, and just continue to pray, because we just have to continue to be there for one another and spread love during this time. So thank you, staff, for doing that.
Okay. Commissioner?
I just want to say thank you to the staff, and also we have East Winter Garden and all Winter Garden in prayer and anything that you need. We're here for everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Bennett.
Yes, thank you again, staff, for Music Fest. It was fantastic, and everyone had a great time, and we appreciate your hard work, and another happy birthday to Miss Wilder.
One business, on the trash pickup, how's that going that we don't, it's just we're not recycling, it's...
It's actually gone pretty good.
I mean, I really figured I'd have a problem because I used to have recycled full in my trash, and somehow maybe we're eating out more, but we don't have.
Yeah, we've gotten several phone calls. There's been a number of people who have picked up a second bin. As far as us picking up all the recycled bins, next week is the beginning of the last phase, which is Friday's pickup. And we have gotten it done in half to a third of the amount of time we thought it would take us.
That's why, because when I look through as I ride around, I thought I'd see a larger increase on the second day of, and I haven't really seen that much more, so I just wondered.
The reduce and reuse campaign is effective.
It's effective, that's right, for our own restaurants. And just one thing, I think, you know, it is a tragedy what happened in East Winter Garden, but I think that the city and East Winter Garden is fortunate to have the commissioner that we have and what she's done for that community. I know a lot of them reached out to you, and I just think everybody appreciates it. What you know we do, too. So thank you. And with that, we'll adjourn.